I'm here with Jack Burnins from Syngenta. And Jack, you will deal a lot with the Inogen corn product that Syngenta offers. You were in charge of a panel that talked about the RFS and moving forward with ethanol. Tell us a little bit about what you told the audience in attendance today about the RFS and I guess maybe how it relates to Syngenta and what you're trying to do.
Yeah, well, thanks, John. I appreciate it. You know, the Renewable Fuel Standard, also known as the RFS, I mean, we're extremely supportive. It's a very critical piece of legislation. It's really encouraged companies like ourselves to invest in technology, like Inogen, which is the first output trait in corn specifically designed for ethanol. So it's very important to the rural communities. I mean, if we can look at how ethanol has transformed and biofuels has transformed the rural community over the last decade or so, it's just amazing. I think it's a great success story for this country, and you know, more people need to hear about it. So that was part of the reason for the panel, is to get growers in there and really help them understand how important this legislation has been to having companies invest, not only companies like Syngenta, but companies in the ethanol industry themselves, the ethanol plants, etc. And then we brought in a panel of experts from the various different groups, the American Coalition for Ethanol, Growth Energy. We had a farmer that not only has been delivering corn to an ethanol plant for a long time, but also happens to be a contract grower for this new technology, Inogen, that we talked about. And then we had an ethanol plant, the first ethanol plant, I'll say, that started on Inogen 14 months ago and has had tremendous results with the grain. So,
you talk about how, yes, this is a success story, and it's one you want to get out. In fact, you might make the argument it's been so successful, you've made some pretty powerful enemies, and they're trying to cut this down before it gets too much more traction.
That's absolutely right, John. I mean, I think we've been extremely successful with this policy, and because of that, we've hit what some call the blend wall, which means that, you know, roughly all gasoline in the United States gets about a 10% blend of ethanol. And we're producing now more ethanol than they can blend in the gasoline. And so we need to go to higher blends in order to be able to use what we can produce as a country, both from corn and from cellulosic, because the cellulosic ethanol is just beginning to come of age. And I think it's really important that we understand that ethanol really is a better fuel. It has much higher octane. It's a cheaper fuel. We can produce it cheaper than gasoline. We can produce it cheaper than anyone else in the world. And I think because of our success, we've had big oil really come after us and say, we're not going to lose any more market share. We're already not supplying as much gasoline as we were 5 years ago, and now ethanol is encroaching in on our market. And, you know, when monopolies get threatened, they like to push back hard. And that's what we're seeing, and I think we just need to continue to fight the good fight and, keep the success story going.
As a company, I guess Syngenta must see a lot of potential for being able to win this fight because, you know, you're giving farmers more and more tools, including the Inogen corn that's specifically bred, for lack of a better word, to produce ethanol.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. I mean, one of the panelists, I think, at our session today said it best. They said, look, if the fight that we were having with big oil was based on the facts, we'd win. But a lot of times they go out and try to gin up the emotion on that. But we see the facts as that ethanol is you know, good for our country. It's good for rural America. It's good for agriculture. And it's good for the consumer. It reduces the price of gas. It reduces the emissions that come out of the tailpipe. I mean, it's just a really win-win-win all the way around. And we invest in things that we think are going to be winners, and we think ethanol is going to be a winner.
Good stuff. Jack Burnins with Syngenta. Thanks for talking to us again today.
You bet.
Appreciate it.
I'm John Davis with Commodity Classic.